It's a johngibson.com premium podcast member, Morning News Digest. I call the morning dump. Hey, if I take a day off, big stuff is going to happen. It's an age-old rule today once again. While Susan and I go to New York to see our friend Jody, who's been hospitalized for 9 months and will probably never be able to breathe again except on a ventilator. Well, I always know something big will break, and it did. The Kate Steinle verdict comes in, and it's big. A big outrage. That lowlife illegal who fired the shot that killed Kate Steinle back in July of 2015 got acquitted of everything that was serious. One nothing burger guilty verdict on a nothing burger charge of illegal possession of a gun. That's all he got. Otherwise, not guilty on murder, not guilty on any lesser homicide charge. It is stunning, and people are outraged, and they should be. But let me remind you, San Francisco juries do this all the time. Anybody remember Dan White's Twinkie defense? He's the one shot and killed George Moscone, the San Francisco mayor, which, by the way, launched Dianne Feinstein's career. And he killed gay rights leader Harvey Milk, all in the same morning. His defense was that he went off his health food and started eating Twinkies, which made him crazy. So the jury bought it, came back with a guilty verdict on only a far lesser charge than what he should have been convicted on, which was two first-degree murders. It is known as the Twinkie defense. All you got to do is Google it. It is absolutely infamous, as it ought to be, but the millennials who now populate San Francisco have probably never heard of it because it happened before they were born. Oh, well, let them be outraged about this, but I bet they're not. I'll bet they're not. In San Francisco, this is probably a very popular verdict. The shooter shouldn't have been in the country. His name was Zarate. He had 7 felonies. He'd been deported 5 times, which means he entered the country illegally 6 times. If he hadn't been here, Kate Steinle would be alive. But I promise you the real significance of this verdict will be the rocket fuel it adds to the immigration debate. The two defense attorneys, after the verdict, had the gall to attack President Trump and his voters for getting seriously worked up about this case. One even taunted the president and Jeff Sessions. "You're going to be charged and you two will need the presumption of innocence," he said. That crap plays well in San Francisco and in California generally, but they're going to regret those words. I predict people across the rest of the country are going to be so outraged at this, at the verdict, and at the taunting these arrogant lawyers engaged in, that the immigration so-called debate will go into super high gear. Those two lawyers almost single-handedly made certain there will be a wall. Because if cities like San Francisco won't turn over illegals to the feds, and the illegals are going to go around killing Americans, and juries are going to let them off, the wall is our last line of defense. I'm not going to go on a long time on this now. I'll be back on the air on Monday and give this a good airing out. But I'll leave you with this promise. As of the announcement of this verdict, it is on. The wall is going up. Immigration is getting tightened. Sanctuary cities are going to be in the crosshairs, and this jury and these lawyers are going to regret the baiting that they engaged in against the rest of the country. They got their little win today, but not long from now, they're going to be wondering, what did we start? It's called reaping the whirlwind. Go ahead, be steamed, be ticked off, stew about it all week, and call in Monday. That's your johngibson.com premium podcast member, Morning News Digest. I call the morning dump. Show is on at noon. I have a fresh opening segment about this, and then it's a rerun. And I'll be back on Monday. Have a great weekend.